However, we also wrote, or I wrote, this book, Why We Will Never Win the War on AIDS, precisely to document all of this. And we took that to one publisher after another. Most New York publishers were excited by the manuscript, but found it to be so controversial they were scared of it, wouldn't make an offer. We had two publishers in a row who finally, first one, then the other later, signed contracts to publish the book and then backed out at the last minute months later. Each one in turn. They took it to the second one, backed out. None of the others would take the book. Finally, in frustration, we published the book ourselves, and then wouldn't you know it, some strange publisher out of Washington, D.C., called Regnery Publishing, managed by a person who is a former top official of the U.S. Justice Department, as is his lawyer, as was the judge in the court to which they took the lawsuit, bought up one of the contracts, one of the dead contracts from one of the publishers who had refused to publish the book, and managed with the judge's cooperation to win the lawsuit against us just a few weeks ago on November 30th, Judge John E. Sprizzo of the Southern District of New York Federal Court issued a temporary restraining order, which is now being turned into a permanent injunction banning this book forever. This publisher is not printing the book. He's not making any preparations to print the book. He's already rewritten it so grotesquely that that if he ever does release it, it's lost most of its key information, has been heavily censored. As a result, as it stands right now, you will not be able to see this book. I can't sell it to you. I can't distribute it to you. I can't give it to you for free in any form, electronic or otherwise. That's the ban. We're also going to be ordered, apparently, to destroy, burn, I guess, those books that we currently have. If you think this is unreal, believe me, the lawyers who worked on this case and other lawyers who've talked about it cannot believe what happened. Basically, the judge very clearly was very hostile to us during the entire proceeding and broke the law repeatedly, has completely redefined contract law, redefined copyright law in order to enforce a contract that had no force or power, so as to censor this book. So, it's a very, very crazy situation. But we have possibly for the first time in United States history, a serious documentary book has been banned by the federal government. This could be indefinite. We are now currently fighting an appeal on this. We hope, that the kind of influence that was pulled with this federal judge will not be pulled with the appellate court in the Second Circuit in New York, but we don't know, and we're not counting on anything at this point. What is most important now is that you inform yourself of the facts, that you learn about some of these other epidemics that are also being blamed falsely on viruses, Ebola fever, meningitis, the E. coli so-called epidemic, hantavirus disease, flesh-eating streptococcus, a lot of diseases that are being pulled out and blamed as being infectious or deadly, which are not, and being used to scare the public. And I thank you very much for your attention, and hopefully we will be able to help you educate your neighbors and get the information out as soon as possible, and perhaps the book will be unbanned again. Thank you.